Selections from Rumi's Son, The Teachings of Shams of Tabriz. I begin in the name of God, the infinitely compassionate and infinitely merciful, and I ask His help. This book was gathered from the words of the beloved Mevlana Shamsuddin Tabrizi, the Sultan of those who have attained. May God not deprive us of His abundant blessings. The Palace of the Ancient One. If you pass beyond the body and reach the soul, then you will have reached createdness. The truth is the ancient eternal being. Where can the one who is created find the one who is eternal? What connects the earthly creature and the Lord of Lords? In your opinion, that by means of which you move and attain liberation is the soul. Then what use is it to put the soul in your hand, ready to give it away? Even if your lovers bring you their own heads, the gift of their life, they will have only brought cumin seeds to Kirman. What is it worth to bring cumin to Kirman, the source of all cumin? What renown will it bring? What price will it fetch? There is a palace where there is one who is without need. So take your need there. Because the one without need loves need, and you, due to that need, may suddenly leap out of these created affairs. Something from the Eternal One is connected to you. It is love. The ambush of love comes and embraces you, just as it says in the Quran, they love God is the effect of God loves them. Then you will see the ancient eternal one through the ancient eternal one, because he perceives all vision. This is the entirety of the words that do not end and will not end until the day of resurrection. Prophets recognize each other. All the prophets confirm each other. Jesus says, O Jews, you don't know Moses well. Come and be with me so that you may also know Moses. Muhammad, may God's peace be upon him, used to say, O Christians and Jews, you don't know Moses and Jesus very well. Come and be with me so that you may also know them better. All prophets accept and confirm each other, and their words are always words that explain and complete each other. After this, Muhammad's companions said, O Messenger of God, since every prophet has acknowledged the one who came before him, who is going to confirm you, since you are the last of the prophets? He answered, The one who knows his own soul knows his Lord. And so the one who knows my soul knows my Lord as well. The Saint of the Saint. They say that I am a saint. Suppose I am. What honor and pride could I take from such words? Rather, it would cause me intense shame if I were to be proud of this. Instead, I am proud that I am a friend of Mevlana, who, if one looks at the attributes indicated by the Quran and the sayings of the Prophet, is a saint. So I am the protector of the saint and the friend of the friend. From this point of view, I am stronger. Subtle Conversations. Don't be hurt if I speak honestly with my friends. I gave my word not to be hypocritical. Because you couldn't wait for the word I wanted to say, it was lost. No other words come to mind. If you have something to say, wait until I've finished speaking. These dervish conversations are subtle. If something is lost now, it will be lost. The words that will come later will be different. One step to the goal. The more learned a person is, the more distant he is from the goal. No matter how advanced such a person's thought becomes, still he remains far from the goal. This is the work of the heart, not the work of the head. It's like the story of the man who had found a treasure map. The map said, "Go out such and such a door, you will find a dome. Turn your back to that dome and turn your face towards the Qibla, the direction of prayer. Release an arrow and the treasure is hidden where the arrow falls." The man did so and shot the arrow, but he couldn't find the treasure. News of this reached the king, who then commanded his archers, who could shoot great distances, to let fly their arrows from that spot, but still nothing was found. Then the man sought help in the divine presence and received an inspiration. We didn't say to draw the bow. He returned to the spot, put the arrow in the bow, but did not draw it. Upon release, the arrow fell right in front of him. When divine help arrived, it was only a step to reach the goal. As with Muhammad, two strides and he arrived. Now, what does this story imply in relation to actions, and what in relation to spiritual exercises? Those who shoot the arrow far away remain more deprived, because only a step is necessary to reach the treasure. But what is that step? Who has that step? He who knows his or herself undoubtedly knows his or her Lord. And the one who is called the commanding self reaches satisfaction and peace.